This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Listen, here's what's wrong with your hypothesis, your theorem, your supposition, your postulate.
Honest, if that front ain't in gangsta, your back end won't be able to show its full potential.
Understanding.
You're going to suck. You're going to suck for the next couple of years.
Passionate.
I'm all over social media. I live it.
This is the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Hashtag facts.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Now, here's Kevin.
I had great fun on Saturday, watching a little bit of NBA hoops. Admittedly, my Saturday didn't start off the way that I planned. I was supposed to be in Annapolis. I was supposed to be paddleboarding. I woke up. My wife's like, hey, it's like 30-mile-an-hour winds out there. Yo ass gonna be a kite if you go out there and paddleboat. So I didn't do a paddleboard. I didn't do that, but I did watch the NBA game. And let me tell you, as someone that had banged the drum on Friday to lay the 3.5 with the Pacers, it was sensational to watch. The Pacers laying the smackdown on the candy ass of one New York. It was amazing. I have had so much fun watching in the misery of the New York Knicks fans because the way that they have spent the weekend crying and bitching and moaning and doing everything under the sun to make them feel like the victim, the small man, what have you. It was wonderful to watch them fall the way that they did. The game itself was just a track meet from the jump. They needed a lot from Jalen Brunson. They got a little from Jalen Brunson. Indiana needed a lot from somebody. They got it from Pascal Siakam. Even just the lead up to this game, I thought was really, really unique. We had talked about this on Friday, and I'm really glad. As someone, you know, I see myself in Timothy Chalamet, minus like the large amounts of fame and money. But I see myself in Timothy Chalamet as someone that grew up as a blog boy. Him for the New York Knicks, me for the Washington Wizards. Spending a lot of time on various different message boards in the era of Gilbert Arenas, then in the era of one John Wall. Being a fan loyal to the soil and then seeing your team get to heights that you could have never imagined. I'm still waiting for the Wizards to get to an Eastern Conference Finals. But Timothy Chalamet got to live that dream. And then he took Kylie Jenner to Indiana. Max, how many times do you think Kylie Jenner, prior to this past weekend, had ever stepped foot in Indiana?
Maybe like once or twice when she was a kid. But aside from that,
even
never.
That seems like a reach.
Yeah,
I can't imagine
sure.
There's a lot going on in the great state of Indiana that would attract a billion-dollar business mogul. We can debate how she got that money, but she ain't spending a lot of time in no Indiana. Not a lot of pop-outs, I think, in Indiana. But he got this mega billionaire mogul to Indiana and to watch them lose. Oh, it was phenomenal. As soon as I saw Kylie Jenner there, I was like, wrap this bad boy up. is over.
Not a believer in the Kylie Jenner stat where she was 2-0?
So I had seen the Kylie Jenner stat, and that is exclusively why I knew this series was over. Because if she's going to be a Knicks fan, you got to experience the roller coaster of being a Knicks fan. You don't get to... I know she's not even born on third base. She's born halfway to home for a lot of things in life.
Just
sports... Not one of them. It's the great equalizer, the great evener, the balance beam, if you will. As soon as Kylie Jenner, who is beautiful, as soon as I saw her sitting courtside hugging on old Timmy Chalamet when Timothy Chalamet was like, it's an elimination game, babe. I need to focus. He didn't want nothing.
A little more than hugging, my man.
I mean, it was one-sided hugging, it looked like.
But Timmy C's stressed.
Exactly. And when she was being like, this is fun, this is grandiose, I knew this was over.
Oh, no.
She just doesn't understand. You could point to a lot of different things in the game itself. The simple fact is this. On one side, you have a team led by Rick Carlisle, who is a sensational head coach. And on the other side, you have Tom Thibodeau. And Tom Thibodeau has been around the NBA for a while. Understood. He's done some really good things in the NBA. He was a part of that 08 Boston Celtics series not the dream team, but that big three, the first big three. He was a part of that series. Congratulations. He did some stuff with the Bulls. Awesome. He is not in the same class, not in the same caliber as Rick Carlisle. And you saw it because the Knicks had zero gut and zero offense in game six. When the Pacers were still running stuff, they still had some plays to get into the bag of. The Knicks had nothing. It was let me give the ball to Jalen Brunson. Save us, please. Channeling the inner Star Wars. Save us, Jalen Brunson. You are our only hope. And Brunson had terribly timed the worst game of the series for him. 8 of 18 for 19, which means you had to rely on everybody else. You needed 30 from Brunson to even make this a competition, even to make this, to give yourself any sort of real chance. You had to have 30 from Brunson. You get 19. OG Anunoby cannot be the leading scorer in an elimination game. It cannot happen. If that is the formula, it is a losing formula. And that's what we saw from New York. They didn't have anybody when they needed a bucket because Brunson wasn't playing at the level that we are accustomed to seeing him. And eventually, you just have to have somebody step up. This isn't even an anti-Jalen Brunson thing. He gave everything that he could to get New York to that spot. He didn't have any gas left in the tank. It was very similar to John Wall in Game 7 of that Celtics series all those years ago, which this is a nice tie-in because John Wall, if you have somehow missed it, was on Kevin's podcast. So go listen to that after you're done listening to us. And they talked about this particular thing, but it felt very similar to that in that Wall had been awesome that entire series, and in a Game 7, the guy was absolutely gassed. The thing is with Jalen Brunson is he only played 34 minutes. Now, part of that is because by the end of it, the game was effectively over, but it's not even like they ran him for 48 minutes. And you could just see by the end, there was nothing left to give. There was no bounce in his legs, and there was no one on this Knicks team that could be the one to step up. So when Indiana comes out of that second half or the halftime break, I don't know if they're taking on Mike's secret stuff, Reggie Miller's secret stuff, Larry Bird's secret stuff, the great state of Indiana. I don't know what they were inhaling to be able to run the way that they did in the third quarter. New York had none of that. They didn't have any sort of adrenaline, it looked like. They didn't have any sort of stamina, it looked like. They were a complete shell of themselves. Karl Anthony Towns did his best, but Karl Anthony Towns, I've been trying to tell everybody that'll listen, Karl Anthony Towns is not that guy. You can show me any sort of number. You can show me a statistic. You can show me a performance. That performance, I guarantee, is coming in a regular season. It ain't coming in the playoffs. This is why I don't buy entirely into the world of analytics. There's a nice balance. I utilize analytics, but there's a nice balance between analytics and eye test. And every time I watch Karl Anthony Towns in a gotta-have-it game, in a gotta-have-it moment, he ain't have it. He never has it. Defensively, he just was not good. There were already reports coming out after the game about how defensively those in the Knicks organization were not thrilled with the way that he performed. And if you are a Knicks apologist, you're entitled to whatever you want to think. But if you are a Knicks apologist, you're going to tell me he was injured. And I do believe that he was banged up playing on a bad ankle. But if you're in the game, the excuses are done. You cannot make them. If you're going to be out there, you got to perform and you got to help your team. And it didn't feel like he did a good job of that. They were minus 17 with Cat on the floor. They were minus 18 with Brunson on the floor. They didn't have any way to stop Pascal Siakam. Pascal Siakam was a great meme in NBA culture on NBA Twitter for the longest time. Meme no more. That guy's the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. Do we care about the Eastern Conference Finals MVP? Is that a prestigious award? No. Tyrese Haliburton does. And boy, was that embarrassing.
He did the Drewski bit.
He did the Drewski bit, but he didn't do it ironically.
No, which makes it all the better.
And, I mean, he's tapping his chest saying, that's me, Eastern Conference Finals MVP right here. And they said Pascal Siakam, he got a fade into the back like he's Homer Simpson. Like, ugh, my bad. I didn't think that was going to be what it was. So he loses that one. Pascal Siakam ends up being the guy that gives the New York Knicks the business. I mean, Haliburton was good, but he still wasn't, you know, he wasn't fantastic. The problem with him is you can't have an 8-point game and then be like, yeah, I'm MVP. You can't happen. You're a superstar. You can't have an 8-point game. You just can't. The Pacers bench was way better. I mean, Obi Toppin is like the cherry on top of this entire thing if you hate the Knicks. And I know there are some fans of the Knicks that are fans of this program. I apologize. Not really, but I apologize. Obi Toppin being drafted by the Knicks and then 18 off the bench, sensational. I mean, the Knicks barely had 18 bench points by themselves. They had 20. He had 18 by himself. They went deep into the bench, New York did. Some of it was late in the game. There's a bunch of dudes that played like 2 minutes. Tyler Kolek gets in for 2 minutes. Precious Achiuwa gets in for like 2 minutes. But the game was over by the end of the third quarter. At the end of the third quarter, there was no hope. You could see it on the Knicks. They're like, this is donezo. And now we get into this conversation of what is Tom Thibodeau going to be? What's his future? And his future, honestly, is not, it should not be in New York. You have reached the limit, if you are the New York Knicks, of what you can accomplish with Tom Thibodeau. And that stinks for somebody that really wants Mike Malone to come here to D.C. But the Wizards aren't ready for Mike Malone as a head coach. Because Malone will take you to a championship. He would be great with New York because he takes a team that is at the level that New York is and he would rise them up to a championship level. But like the Wizards can't, you can't do that with Mike Malone now. You're like 2 years, hopefully 2 years, but you're like 2 years away from that. So Mike Malone is probably going to go coach the Knicks. Maybe it'll be Jeff Van Gundy. Maybe Stan Van Gundy. I know the Knicks fans were tired as hell of Reggie Miller calling games. And that to me is the most hilarious thing that took place this entire series, Max. Watching the Knicks fans was two things. It was watching the Knicks fans complain about Reggie Miller and watching Knicks fans complain about the officiating. Crying on Twitter as if the NBA and the officials were in the back pocket of the Indiana Pacers to screw over the New York Knicks. As if Adam Silver, who is the commissioner of a mega billion dollar league, would rather see the Indiana team in the finals over the New York team. And then them crying and bitching about Reggie Miller calling the games like you can't turn on the mothership and have Stephen A. Smith spouting about the Knicks every 30 seconds. That organization, that fan base just doesn't know. It's, you don't know real struggle if those are the things that you're complaining about. Oh, Reggie Miller's being too mean. Man, turn that game on mute and keep watching. Like, who listens to commentators like that anyway if you're not a dork like me? I care about commentators because, like, I'm in the business. If you're just a regular fan, throw that thing on mute. Pop the radio broadcast. Like, ESPN is called by Mike Breen, who, for my money, is one of the best play-by-play guys in the NBA, but he also does the Knicks games during the regular season. So, like, he can call games with the Knicks are involved, and it's all good, it's all well and fine. But Reggie Miller says one thing positive about the Pacers, And it's like you're going to go and crucify the guy.
And the biggest thing about Reggie, like Reggie wasn't exclusively complimenting the Indiana Pacers.
Even
like,
if he was, I don't care.
Yeah. Every time the Knicks did something good, he was like, that's a great play by Jalen Brunson. That's a great play by OG. It's a great play by Kat. Like, he will compliment and analyze no matter what the stakes are.
It's too soft.
Yeah. New York fans have just gone on this. Like, they've really shown why they don't deserve this success. Because New York Knicks fans all over my timeline have been like, all of America is rooting against the Pacers. No, they're not.
No, they're not. We're the bad guys. Yeah. They were the heels.
They were the evil empire.
Mega heels that were backed by the association. And the good guy Pacers, with limited aura, like Indiana does not have aura, limited aura. But that just kind of matches with what Indiana is. And I'm going to tell you something, Max. I'm 100% serious when I say this.
Okay.
I've already bet the Pacers to win the NBA Finals.
I was hoping you'd say that. It's Shea's aura, which quite frankly can carry a team, versus Tyrese Halliburton's, dare I say, lack of aura.
Not a lot of aura there. Seems like a nice guy. Like Tyrese Halliburton, you might want to, if you're picking NBA players to babysit your kids, he might be good at that. He's kind of campy. Like, it feels like he could come up with some good backyard games.
Sure.
To play with the kids to keep them entertained for, 20 to 30 minutes. It's hard doing that. I was a summer camp counselor for 4 years, and as I climbed the ladder of a summer camp, a corporate ladder, Denton, or corporate Mr. Denton to those at summer camp, coming up with some of those games is tough. Now, we did have one, Max, that we were only allowed to play twice. We could only play this game twice because we got in trouble.
Oh, was it dodgeball related?
It was.
Of course, it always is.
It was called Armageddon.
Oh.
And what it was, we played this at Lifetime Fitness in Sterling. That's where I worked for 40 years. I had this job solely to get the gym membership, as you can tell, I'm super jacked. But I had this solely to get the gym membership.
Sure.
So one day the kids were being annoying to us.
As per usual.
So we're like, all right, let's come up with an idea to get some energy out of them, but to get a little bit of... some things off of our chest.
Yeah, there you go.
So what we did was we took 4 gym mats.
Okay.
We set them up in a diamond. Those were safe zones.
Sure.
And the objective was to run from mat to mat without getting hit by a gator skin dodgeball.
Much safer.
All of the counselors were the ones that had the gator skin dodgeballs. So we were just telling the kids, run around. And what it was, if we were working with I think it was 9 to 12 was the age range. So if a young 9-year-old girl who had done nothing but color and make bracelets all day was running from mat to mat, she's fine.
Yeah, you're safe. You're clear.
Get in there. No worries. If the one kid that had been giving you a lot of sass, yelling in the locker room, maybe tried to steal someone's lunch, you see him
turn into Cam Newton in his prime.
And all of a sudden, I look like I was a pitcher.
I mean, Paul Skeens
we
out
were
there.
Putting, and some of the counselors were baseball players. Woo! So they were putting some serious spin on there. We could play that twice. Once they didn't find out, twice, the second time a parent walked in.
I was going to say, a kid got hit in the face, was crying, and then got reported. Yeah.
As a parent was in there, you're like, that's going to be a tough one to explain. Well, thankfully, it was a parent of someone that did not get hit in the face, but it was a parent seeing a child get hit in the face, and it was very clear. Well, yeah, I mean, if you're above the age of 12, you knew exactly what was happening.
Oh, I've had that happen because I worked at Rec Pack for a while. And it's the hula hoops where you set up the tower and you have to knock down all the 3 towers. It teaches kids team building and all that.
Right.
But the kids insisted that counselors play, and I was letting it rip.
You just got to show sometimes you just got to pop out and show them.
It's true.
Honestly.
And yeah, a couple kids caught a few strays, and I had to immediately snap out of game mode and back into counselor mode and do some consoling.
And what you do is you use the magic elixir. Oh, did you just get hit in the face with a gator skin ball? Go get some water.
Yeah, go get some water.
You'll be good.
I'll get you an ice pop. You can wait outside and just kind of cool off.
Miraculously, every time the kid got water, they were good.
It works.
It's the magic elixir. Somehow we got onto that from Tyrese Halliburton, but he has the aura of a guy that's a little campy.
Yeah.
But the reason that I bet this, first and foremost, it's too late to bet the Thunder to win the NBA Finals. You've
missed the train.
You're missing the train. They're minus 750 to make the NBA to win the NBA Finals. So it's too late. The Pacers are plus 500. On top of that, if you look at some of the best upsets in NBA history in the NBA Finals, one of the more recent ones that you were going to come across within the last 15 years was the Dallas Mavericks in 2011 over the Miami Heat, when Miami had Wade, Bosh, and LeBron, first year of that big three era. They were massive favorites going up against Dallas and Dirk. It was one superstar versus three superstars. Miami had been great all season. I mean, so had Dallas, to their credit. But Miami had been great all season. It felt like they were a shoo-in. Max, do you know who the coach was of that Dallas Mavericks team?
Was it Rick Carlisle?
If you guessed Rick Carlisle, you are correct.
Bing!
It was Rick Carlisle. So this guy has a championship experience in overcoming big-time odds, being the underdog and taking down this juggernaut that is OKC. We've reached the point where, as we sit here on Monday, a few days removed from the start of the NBA Finals, everybody and their mother is telling you it's going to be OKC. It's going to be OKC in four games. It's going to be OKC five games max. The Sears is not going to see six. It certainly will not see seven. Indiana is the only team that I think in the NBA that has the depth to run with OKC. OKC wants to run. Indiana wants to run. And it's really just going to end up being a track meet. There's not a lot of unders that I'm going to be betting in this series in the NBA Finals. I think you're going to see a lot of really high-scoring affairs, really high-scoring basketball games between these two teams. But there's something about the coaching differential with Rick Carlisle that I do think gives Indiana a very slight edge. Now, the players are going to have to step up. You can't have a lot of Tyrese Halliburton dud games. You just can't have it. He has one sort of dud at least once in every single series, but you can't have a lot of them. You can't have multiple. If you get two dud games from Tyrese Halliburton, this is going to be a series that's done very, very quickly. I think you'll see the best of Tyrese Halliburton, though, in the NBA Finals. With the conclusion of the Eastern Conference Finals, it also meant that NBA on TNT inside the NBA came to a close. And I was texting one of my guys about this today, Max, because we lost around the horn inside the NBA. And then unfortunately this morning I was driving into work. It's like 4:30 a.m. Pick up the phone and I say, oh my God, John Brinkus of Sports Science passed away as well. So in 9 days you lose around the horn inside the NBA and John Brinkus of Sports Science. But with the conclusion of inside the NBA, it is not going to be the same. And I was texting a friend of mine who's very passionate about basketball, and he said, dude, what's the big deal? They're going to ESPN. And I was like, you don't understand how this game works.
ESPN famously letting talent cook.
Whatever ends up becoming of inside the NBA, and I have no idea what that'll be. A fly just flew into my mouth and we're sitting inside. How did that even happen?
I have to talk to Roger.
Okay, anyway, I'm gonna move on.
No, that's jarring.
How did that even happen?
We can take a second.
Not a fly, but a gnat just flew into my mouth. I'm literally sitting inside. This is a sequestered studio, being that, like, you can't get sound in here. How did a bug get in here? That's terrible. Anyway, what was I talking about? These damn gnats. I was talking about inside the NBA.
Yes.
It's going to change once it gets to ESPN. People are going to get shoehorned into it. You're not going to have the same sort of creative freedom and liberty. But it also makes me worried, Max. What is their role going to be? No one has told us anything about how Inside the NBA is going to work on ESPN. We assume it'll be a pregame show, but they have a lot of money and a lot of guys allocated to their pregame shows.
Oh.
So how is that going to work? Are they just going to get rid of Stephen A. Smith on the pregame, Michael Wilbon, Bob Myers? Probably not, because they got a lot of money. They didn't just pay Stephen A. Smith all the money in the world for him to not work. They're going to pimp the life out of Stephen A. Smith. So it worries me with that, and no one has told us whether or not Inside the NBA will actually be doing postgame shows. Right now, the postgame show on ESPN for nearly all sports, but certainly for basketball, is one Scott Van Pelt. We love Scott Van Pelt. I love Scott Van Pelt.
We all love SVP.
What are they going to do with that? There's a lot of questions that remain unanswered, and I don't know that I trust the ones that are going to be coming up with the answers at this point in time, because as you mentioned, and as I have mentioned on several different occasions, basketball coverage is where ESPN seems to be at its weakest, despite the fact that they have a significant amount of resources allocated to that. If they come in and let Inside the NBA just be Inside the NBA, they will be fine. But I don't know that I trust them to do that. So some of the great moments that we have gotten from Inside the NBA, I don't know that they'd be able to flourish on ESPN. And one of my favorite things over the weekend after that conference finals ended was seeing some of the tweet that's going around about the best videos of Inside the NBA. And I just see mountains and mountains worth of quote tweets with great moments from the history of that show. There are so many that I could point to and say are my favorite, like Chuck versus everyone in San Antonio is fantastic. Chuck versus everyone in Galveston, Texas is fantastic. But by far, my favorite moment inside the NBA was this.
Hey, I played in the NBA for 16 years. And I've been on TV for 18 years. It's the first time I ever heard police presence. Wait. They got a police presence? Are you kidding me? Wait, come on, man.
Numerous social media reports that LAPD was called.
LAPD was called.
See, these two, man.
Come on, man.
You know why they're laughing at
me? Come on, man.
Because they would.
Oh, Birdie. Come on, man.
No, the issue
man, y'all gotta would, stop it, man.
They would relish.
Come on.
For a guy to come in the locker room after them.
Hey, Chuck. No. Hey, Chuck. Hey.
I don't know what this is. I don't know why.
Hello, police. Chris Paul trying to beat me up. this is Blake Griffin. Chris Paul trying to get in the locker room. Get down here and save me. Wait. Yeah.
You can't fake that sort of stuff. Chemistry is too good. It's too authentic. My fear is if you shoehorn someone like Kendrick Perkins into the mix, it's not going to be the same. If it's Stephen A. Smith, it's not going to be the same. Like, I cannot. The great thing about Ernie Johnson is that Ernie Johnson is, one, just sensational at his job, but he allows them to be themselves without making him a focal point in a majority of the stories. Like, Stephen A. would be trying to tell Charles how basketball should be played. Like, I don't need a show where you're trying to tell the NBA guys, can the NBA guys be better? Yeah, I think Shaq hates a little bit too much on this current generation to the point where it's kind of weird. I think that is accurate. But I don't know, like, I'm not going to go tell Shaq how to play basketball. And my fear is if ESPN just shoehorns their big-time talents that they pay a lot of money to, you're going to get a lot of that.
Yeah, it strikes me as, like, Stephen A. is going to lecture Charles Barkley and Shaq about one conversation he had one time with Michael Jordan 15 years ago, and that's just going to be the pregame show.
And it's just going to be tough, and it's going to be borderline unwatchable. All right, we'll shift to football in 15 minutes. You will not believe what Mike Florio said about the Washington Commanders ahead of the NFC Championship game. Eric Edholm is going to join us at 11. Coming up next, don't let the Nats get hot. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So I got two things. One of which, Max, I understand I'm very late to.
Uh-oh.
But I just started watching the show Mobland. Have you heard of it?
No.
So it's a show on Paramount. I believe the season finale was yesterday of season number one. I did not get there. But I got a recommendation. I was doing my Sunday show on the BetMGM network. And my co-host, PJ Glasser, was like, you should watch this show. And my wife and I are at a point right now where sports are coming to this halt in the middle of the summer, where now you get like 4 days. It feels like an eternity between basketball games.
It feels like weeks.
4 days between hockey games. And I don't have Masson because I'm not paying extra for it. And the fact that it's not on YouTube TV.
It's also not on Hulu. Like, what's
a travesty. I'm not paying into the hands of billionaires that aren't going to then pay into the team.
Correct.
So I don't buy that.
Fair.
So we watched the first episode, and it's a little raunchy at times. It's, you know, it's pretty self-explanatory, mob style.
Yeah.
You get a mob family versus a mob family, you know, some kids involved, that sort of thing, right? So Tom Hardy is in it. Tom Hardy, I think, is really good. Helen Mirren is in it. Helen Mirren is really good. The cast is pretty intense, pretty crazy. So if you like, I believe, mostly British actors, mostly European, you're going to love this show. I think it's set in, like, London or something along those lines. But it's set over there in Europe. I thought it was really, really good. So I'm going to keep watching it. It might be my show of the summer this summer. I saw some stuff about Stranger Things, too.
Eh.
I mean, we've been a big fan of Stranger Things on this show, Kevin and I.
Really?
So Kevin started watching Stranger Things, like, right at the time where I started.
Oh, okay.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
And that he was getting caught up to the then three seasons, then the fourth season dropped.
Mm-hmm.
And now we are getting news of the third season coming in November. But did you see how they're going to run this out?
I heard something about it. I know it's
basically
weird,
three episodes. So you're getting like one episode in November, and it's going to be probably 2.5-3 hours. Then you're getting another episode like another 4 weeks after that, and the final episode another 4 weeks after that. So binging is just, they're just completely curb stomping on the idea of binging. I'm dedicated to watching Stranger Things because I put in the amount of time and effort to pay attention to it over the course of the years. But Lord, are they making it difficult to, like, really enjoy that show. The 2.5-hour finale in season 4 was nearly my breaking point. That's not an episode. That's a movie. Which is fine, but you got to let me know if it's going to be a movie. All right, here's what I actually wanted to get to. The Colorado Rockies in Major League Baseball lost yesterday.
Ooh.
They are now 9-50 on the season. But why I want to bring them up is not because I care about Colorado baseball. I do not. I've been to that stadium before. It is a very nice stadium.
Cheap beers, too.
Drinking a Coors Light in Coors Field is pretty nice, I will say. But I bring this up because since May 2nd, the Colorado Rockies, who have 9 wins on the season, since May 2nd, the Colorado Rockies have as many wins as Scottie Scheffler does. Scottie Scheffler has played four golf events since May 2nd, the Colorado Rockies have played 28 baseball games, and they have the same amount of wins. Scheffler's won like $10 million, maybe more than that. Some of the prize pots in golf get a little out of control. He has joined, but he has won a ton of money, and he has won the same amount of games the Colorado Rockies have. Now, this does relate to Washington, D.C., because as many of you know, Ken Rosenthal put out a little bit of a, not a hit piece, but it was a very critical piece against the Washington Nationals last week, in which he compared the Nationals, our Nationals, to the Colorado Rockies, the team that is 9-50. And his larger point was, over the course of, you know, X amount of years, they have all been bad. But comparing the Nationals in 2025 in any capacity to the Colorado Rockies is about as malpractice is going to get. Because, by the way, the Nationals, who unfortunately did lose yesterday 3-1 to the Diamondbacks, they've been playing really darn well since that Ken Rosenthal piece dropped. How about that Saturday game, Max? Did you watch this? 10 runs in the first inning, 30 minutes of play. James Wood batted twice in that inning, and it was on Fox Sports. So someone that doesn't want to pay for Masson like me could actually go and watch the game. Baseball is kind of fun again when you got some superstars. Who would have thought?
The bats have been on fire these past six games. Took the loss last night, but it was Corbin Burnes on the mound for the most of it, and he blew out his shoulder, so that's not great for the Diamondbacks. But the Nats bats have been so fun. Like, Dalen Lyle has been, and Robert Hassel have both just been incredible on the call up. I think Hassel might even earn himself some regular MLB playing time. So the young bats are young.
They
bats
got
are back.
Some dudes, and James Wood is laying the wood. He has seven homer here. He had, because it is no longer the month of May, but he had seven homers in the month of May. Four of them came in the last seven games. The guy has been on fire to close out the month of May. He should be in the home run derby. The Nationals should fight to get him in the home run derby. I understand that there are guys that sometimes do not like to compete in the home run derby because they feel like their swing gets heavily adjusted because they're just trying to hack it for a weekend, and it messes up the flow of the regular season for them if they're trying to win championships or things of that nature. I think James Wood needs to be in the home run derby. One, because I want some local representation in the home run derby. It's always a ton of fun, whether it was Harper, Soto, but to watch a National compete in the home run derby. I still like the home run derby. I know they've done about 86 different changes to it over the last 6 years, but I still enjoy watching the home run derby. Wood is a superstar. He is a legitimate superstar. The numbers that he's putting up to this point in the season, he's averaging .286 at the plate, 16 homers, 44 RBIs. All of those numbers, Max, are nearly identical to the numbers that in the same amount of time were put up by Bryce Harper and Juan Soto. But the major difference is you could kind of hide Bryce Harper and Juan Soto in the lineup at times, or at least there was so much more in that lineup that you weren't just focusing on one singular guy. James Wood is the guy here in D.C. You could very easily pitch around him if you were the opposition, should you choose to, and it just doesn't work. The Nationals need to pay that man, and if they do not, I don't know who the owner is going to be, but if they do not, we are going to have hunger strikes outside of the operation there. They got to keep this superstar. If you let Harper go, fine, whatever. You turn around, you win a championship. You let Soto go because you get this big crazy haul. Well, you better start keeping guys. And so you avoid the hit pieces that Ken Rosenthal made about how this rebuild is taken for forever because the ownership doesn't pay for guys. It's time to start paying for some dudes. And I know that he's repped by Scott Boras. It makes my heart sink every time I think about the great Nationals players that are repped by Scott Boras, because everyone that you want to keep right now is basically rep by Scott Boras. And it sucks because that dude is kind of, respectfully to Mr. Boras, he's basically the devil in these scenarios. He gets his guy money, and he usually does it at the cost of the team that they were playing with before. But you got to hand a blank check to this James Wood kid, man. He is an absolute superstar. And if you want to get back to the peak where we were at points in time in the 2019 season, it starts by keeping guys like James Wood around. Coming up next, you will not believe what Mike Florio had to say about the Commanders and their preparation for the NFC Championship. Eric Gedholm is going to join us in 20 minutes' time. You don't want to miss it. It's Kevin Sheehan Show with Dende.
All right, a pretty light weekend around the world of sports. The Nats, they fall to the Diamondbacks yesterday by a score of 3-1. The Nats have won four of their last six and will begin their series versus the Chicago Cubs tomorrow at 6:45. Arizona starting pitcher Corbin Burnes possibly blew out his arm in the game versus the Nats yesterday. He said, quote, "My elbow is done, comma, it's dead," end quote. According to some lip readers, he said to a pitching coach. The NBA Finals are set. The Indiana Pacers finish off the New York Knicks over the weekend, 125-108. They will take on the Oklahoma City Thunder starting on Thursday. And sports fans around the world are grieving today after it was announced in a Facebook post that sports science host John Brinkus has passed away following a bout with depression. The multi-time Emmy winner was very open regarding his mental health struggles, and his family has urged those who struggle with similar afflictions to seek help. He was 54. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980 and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Eric at HomeNFL.com coming up in 15 minutes here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on a Monday. Kevin will be back on Wednesday. It's Linnell tomorrow. For those of you that are asking, he's on vacation. It's the middle of the summer, basically. Kevin summer for just, us, not for if you have school kids.
Right. Kevin's enjoying himself, as he should be.
As he should be. He doesn't need to come into work in June. He's put in years of his life to this craft. So I was stunned when I came across this soundbite this weekend. This happened after I saw it for the first time after we went off air on Friday, but we had to bring this up. Mike Florio is very well known in this industry, and his name carries a certain degree of weight. What he says is not gospel, admittedly.
It's gossip.
But it is gossip. His name carries a certain degree of weight. This is what Mike Florio said on Friday, talking about the Commanders and the NFC Championship game from earlier this year.
The day of the NFC Championship, someone I know who is very well plugged in said the Commanders know they're going to get their asses kicked today, and they're just kind of bracing for it. And it's like, come on, man. I mean, no, I know people in the building. They know what's coming. And it's like, well, you know, maybe they're just preparing for the worst. Like, no, they know that the Eagles are dramatically better than they are.
So Mike Florio having the source saying that Washington knew in the NFC Championship that they were going to get their tail kicked. I believe this to an extent, Max. I believe this from this standpoint. Philadelphia's defense, everybody in the NFL recognized how dominating Philadelphia's defense was. And then on top of that, there were not a lot of holes on their offense.
No.
Outside of, depending who you ask, Jalen Hurts. Because most people don't think Jalen Hurts is all that spectacular. He's won a championship now. I don't think he's all that spectacular. Now, what I do not think is that they walked in there expecting it was going to be 55-22. Which I've seen then now people on social media take what Florio says is that, oh, Washington knew they were going to get whooped by 30. I don't agree with that at all. I don't believe that to be the case. What I believe Mike Florio was trying to say, or what his source was trying to say that he was then trying to share with the public, is that Washington knew there were going to be parts of the game, defensive line, offensive line, where it was going to be a battle they were not going to win. I do not believe that they thought they were going to lose by 30 walking into the NFC Championship game. Not with a single fiber of my being do I believe they thought they were going to lose by 30, because they have number five. And if we had the love for Jayden Daniels the way that we did towards the end, I can only imagine how magnified that was amongst the coaching staff, understanding that he is one of the very few Band-Aids that could fix a bullet wound. Most of them come not. It's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of Band-Aid. But Jayden Daniels is the Band-Aid that could fix a bullet wound. The bullet wound is the fact that defensively you can't stop the run. They could not stop the run. In the game against Detroit, Detroit stopped running the football because Ben Johnson needed to prove that he was an intelligent human being and then started running a bunch of nonsense. Not that that was going to be the deciding factor of the game. Washington was still going to beat Detroit. They were going to beat Detroit no matter what, but they stopped running the football. Philadelphia was never going to stop. Was never going to stop. So what I believe he was trying to say was that they knew there were going to be elements of the game where it was going to be difficult, which then you can pivot into this offseason and say, how should they and how have they gotten better in those regards? And the answer is kind of alarming, because I don't look at the defensive line and say that they are substantially better than what they were in 2024 or in this game where they knew they were going to get their tails kicked by Philadelphia. You have to get another guy on the defensive line to get after the passer. And I am going to yell and complain about not getting a defensive pass rusher until the cows come home, until we start this season and somebody proves to me that they are a pass rusher, or heaven forbid they prove that they are not a pass rusher and we have this conversation all over again, and that how did you waste an entire season of Jayden Daniels in this rookie contract and not going and getting a pass rusher? I do think there is a much different kind of pressure on the organization this year based off of the expectations that were now set because of last year. You can't make the NFC Championship game in the rookie season of your quarterback in the first year of this recalibration and then not enter the next season with the expectation that it's possible again. We know it's a lot easier said than done to just say they're going back to the NFC Championship game. There have been so many examples of guys achieving certain heights 1 year, teams achieving certain heights 1 year, and then never achieving them again. Aaron Rodgers is a great example. How many times did we think he was going to play in a Super Bowl after they won the first one? Tell you what, a lot more than one. He's only been one time. So the expectation is that you're going to eventually climb that mountaintop, but you never know, which does make this offseason a little bit more difficult to stomach in that they did not go out there and get a guy that you feel confident at playing the defensive end spot. You have to be able to hold your own on defense if you want to beat Philadelphia. Everything is about chasing them. They are right now, as much as the Eagles, just personally, as much as the Eagles suck, as much as the fan base sucks, as much as the city sucks, right now they are the pinnacle of how to build a roster in the NFL. You have a quarterback that at best is average. Surround him with a lot of dudes, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Saquon Barkley, the entire offensive line. They lost Jason Kelce, who's going to be a first-ballot Hall of Famer, and they didn't skip a beat. You surround him with all the talent in the world. They're elite at just about every single position outside of maybe tight end, but if you don't think they're elite at tight end, they're really, really good at tight end. They're not bad. They're not average. They're not just good. They're really good at tight end to borderline elite. So you surround an average quarterback with all the talent in the world. Washington has the slight leg up in that conversation long term because Jaden Daniels is very clearly a lot more than average, and he's a lot better than Jalen Hurts. I do not care what list you want to put in front of me. There have already been several that have had Jalen Hurts above Jaden Daniels. I am not falling for it. There's this trend going around on social media right now. Max, maybe you've seen this. Maybe it's just a TikTok thing. Maybe I'm on a weird side of TikTok. But the trend is propaganda that I am not falling for. And an example of propaganda that I'm not falling for in the year of our Lord 2025 is any conversation of Jalen Hurts being better than Jaden Daniels. It is just not accurate. He just is surrounded with a ton of talent on offense. And then you flip to defense, and they got a Super Bowl championship without blitzing. I cannot stress this enough. When I have conversations with fans of ours about the NFC Championship game last year, because I am in agreement that there are certain plays that would have made that game a lot more easy to stomach for those of us that are fans of the Commanders, and a lot easier to point to and say this was closer than the scoreboard actually related it to be, which is why, by the way, I don't believe what Florio was saying here about someone thinking they were going to get their ass kicked. There are plays that you can point to say this should have been closer than it appeared on the scoreboard. That is a fact. What is also a fact is that Washington's defense cannot hang. It could not hang last year. Philadelphia literally won a Super Bowl without blitzing. Do you understand the amount of dominance you have to have on the defensive line to literally not blitz? Because at the end of the season, it felt like constantly we were crying that Washington needed to blitz more to get pressure on quarterbacks. And even when they were blitzing, sending five, sometimes six, usually with six they got home. But some with five, you weren't getting home still. Philadelphia had the ability with just four to get home and to get home against the greatest quarterback of this generation in Patrick Mahomes. That is the difference, and that's why I'm so upset that Washington really has not addressed the defensive line in ways that I thought they would. Right now, I'd looked at something over the weekend on Pro Football Focus, which Max Chadwick of Pro Football Focus is going to join us in 30 minutes' time. It was ranking the best interior defensive tackles. You know who is not on that list? Daron Payne. Anyone on the Washington staff or roster, to be fair. John Allen was on that list. Daron Payne was not on that list. Johnny Newton was not on that list. So of the 32 best at the position, Washington, at least according to Pro Football Focus, has none of them. You got to get better at that position. I'm upset that they didn't. I don't believe that what Florida was saying and that they were going to get their ass kicked, and they knew they were going to get their ass kicked, but I do believe that they have a lot longer and a lot more of a distance to cover to be able to say that they're on the same playing field as Philadelphia. You have to be able to get after the passer, and they cannot do that yet. Eric Edholm, NFL.com. He joins us next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dende.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.